We've all been waiting for the next big false flag, and right now the propaganda talking heads are out there, and they're greasing the skids. Laura Loomer's got a post out saying that the grid's going to go down for 3 days, and it's going to be an Islamist attack. And you know if Laura Loomer is saying some shit that it's the Islamists, you know, it's actually our greatest ally. Yeah, that's probably who's behind that. Probably because we're noticing too much, but I've seen it from a variety of different sources. Now, last night, a buddy of mine who bartends comes over and he says, dude, this is the weirdest shit. He says in his bar, there was a meeting for the local Chamber of Commerce and they had a major from the National Guard in there telling them that there is going to be a terrorist attack. Attacking our infrastructure, a cyber attack, and it's going to shut down the grid for 3 days. And he's telling them they need to stockpile food and generators and all this shit. And it's like, and he says it's going to be China. He was telling these people that it's going to be China and it's coming in the next 2 years. Either way, that is too weird that that happens locally here. And Laura Loomer and all these other talking head propagandists are out there pushing this shit. Like, that would tell me this is what's coming. And forever we've heard the 3 days of darkness and the grid getting attacked and shut down. But the weirdest thing to me is what this National Guard dude told the Chamber of Commerce people. He's like, yeah, it's going to take us 2 to 3 days to get everything back up and running. And it's like, well, if you know an attack against the electrical grid is coming, and you know it would take you 2 to 3 days worth of work to get it back up, why not get in front of that and just put into place whatever it is that you would have to do to prevent them from being able to attack the grid in the first place? That's why I'm calling bullshit. We're going to get false flagged here in a cyber attack, and they are going to shut it down. And what they do in those 3 days of darkness, dear God, prepare yourself, because it's not going to be good. It's not going to be good. I'll tell you that right now. If you think it's the white hats and then they're going to arrest, I fucking doubt it, because this world is far too evil. And the only thing we ever get is a royal ass fucking. And Charlie is the fucking evidence of that. So good luck to you all. Prepare yourselves. Do what you will with this information. Don't freak out. Stay calm. I hope you're all ready for some fucking wild shit, because we are fucking right up in it. Good luck to you all. Long live the Republic.
Hello, Patriots. Well, I've officially lost my voice due to this cold, so we will have a nice selection of guest AI voices narrating Judy's report today. Hopefully my voice will return tomorrow, but until then, enjoy the show, Restored Republic via a GCR. Update as of Saturday, the 27th of September, 2025.
Self says, I'm innocent, never even been to the campus, and like we need him to say it, but he did anyway. He says he did not write any of that shit. Doesn't know what the fuck they're fucking talking about. Like the feds, and now Candace says this is so important to get out because the media is reporting that Tyler Robinson is suicidal. They're trying to Epstein the motherfucker. It's not like Candace is saying shit we already didn't know. Why do you think like fucking Exploding Mike has 6 million views or Shot from the Back? We all know that wasn't a .30-06. That rifle was never fucking on the roof. This story hasn't made sense since fucking day one, and it's only gotten worse the longer this has gone on. 2 weeks in, Cash Patel. What the fuck, dude? Like, it just comes out today. 249 FBI agents participated and instigated January 6th. They're the ones that were breaking the windows. They're the ones that broke in. That thing was all fucking, and those guys are still there in the FBI, and you haven't fucking fired them. And then you expect us to eat a fucking bucket load of bullshit on this one and then wonder why we don't fucking believe you. Cash, you look like a fucking moron. Seriously, dude, you went in there saying, I'm gonna fire all these motherfuckers and make a museum out of this, and I'm gonna bring respect back to the FBI. Well, when are you gonna start that fucking plan, man? Because right now, you look like an abject fool. Like, burn it down, dude. If you got something to say, you best say it now. Because your credibility is, and Dan too, man. Dan, you better fucking get a handle on this shit. Because we all believe Candace way more than we believe the FBI hasn't told the truth for my entire life. And nothing has changed now. You can't just put some different people, none of the people under Cash and Dan, they are not listening to them. They obviously do not have any control over the FBI. Shit needs to fucking happen now, and you're goddamn right I believe Candace, because Candace has never fucking lied to me. You know when you listen to somebody. Like, Cash, I can watch your face and I know you're fucking lying to me. Dan, you too, dude. Like, you know you're fucking feeding bullshit. It's fucking right there on your face. That's why we all trust Candace. Candace fucking been right about Macron's fucking dick and everything else. So, yeah, there's that. It's called track record. And the FBI, yours is shit. It's gonna be a wild fucking next couple weeks, dude. This shit's gonna get off the fucking rails. Do you know Russia's threatening to fucking nuke NATO too? Because NATO's claiming there's fucking air incursions. Shit is coming off the fucking rails. Good luck to you all. Prepare yourselves for some shit. Long live this beautiful...
Global currency reset. Judy note, it is my personal opinion, and I could easily be wrong, that when we hear the EBS go off with the sound of seven trumpets, we can soon expect to receive several messages on our cell phones generated from the new Starlink satellite system. One of those messages should contain information about how to gain a...
Sorry, but I'm afraid you've already eaten an ounce of beef this week. Your Brit card says no. Sorry, sir, but your Brit card has informed us that you have already flown twice this year. You cannot fly anymore.
I've just logged in with my Brit card and it's saying I've already had 4 hours of internet today and it's locked me out.
We're going to take some of that tariff money that we made, just to get off the subject for a second. We're going to take some of that tariff money that we made. We're going to give it to our farmers who are for a little while going to be hurt until it kicks in. The tariffs kick into their benefit. So we're going to make sure that our farmers are in great shape because we're taking in a lot of money.
New era of political violence. Assassins have tried to murder President Trump twice and tried to kill Supreme Court Justice Kavanaugh. In Minnesota, legislators and even children attending mass were gunned down in cold blood in two separate incidents. And an assassin targeted and murdered our friend Charlie Kirk. A sniper shot three people at a Texas ICE facility, and now more than 200 violent rioters were at a Chicago ICE facility chanting, "Arrest ICE, shoot ICE." At least one had a gun. We've seen this before. We saw it in Portland and with the LA riots. These are not peaceful protests. These are coordinated attacks by radical extremists, and they end now. Anyone who threatens or assaults our federal officers will be arrested and charged federally, not in some liberal state court. Same goes for anyone who's funding and aiding these extremists. You will be dismantled brick by brick. We are taking our country back.
The real news as of Fry. The 26th of September 2025. Fry. The 26th of September 2025. Alex Jones says a new prosecutor is preparing to indict more high-level figures beyond James Comey, while also warning that many false flags are on the horizon. He claims John Brennan, James Clapper, and John Bolton will be next to face charges. Jones insists Pam Bondi is the one causing delays, not Kash Patel or Dan Bongino. Shadow of Ezra on Telegram. Fry. The 26th of September 2025. Representative Eric Swalwell, DCA, threatens lawyers that, if they prosecute Democrats or RNOs, then the Democrat Party will try to cancel their licenses to practice law. Paul Eshepula on X. Representative Eric Swalwell, DCA, threatens lawyers that if they prosecute Democrats or RNOs, then the Democrat Party will try to cancel their licenses to practice law. All Democrats have our threats and lawfare. Nothing positive for America. Pathetic. https://t.co/gjtvnkvirnx. Fry. The 26th of September 2025. Top Biden staffer Rob Flaherty admitted they encouraged social media companies to censor speech they disagreed with. This was funded by your tax dollars. There was zero outrage from the Democrats and the mainstream media. IBS on Telegram. Fry. The 26th of September 2025. James O'Keefe has released a bombshell undercover video in which a senior DOJ Epstein investigator claims on record that children were raped while Bill Clinton was on Epstein's plane. The investigator also admits that Jeffrey Epstein was a CIA and Israeli asset, which is why the DOJ would not pursue him. He adds that President Trump is not implicated in any wrongdoing, though some people around him might be. Fry. The 26th of September 2025. Lawmaker introduces bill allowing citizens to sue government officials, violating their free speech. Fry. The 26th of September 2025. Breaking news. Google admits Biden White House ordered censorship. Thousands of Americans silenced on YouTube will now be restored. AMG-news.com, American Media Group. Fry. The 26th of September 2025. Breaking. Trump administration's OMB shutdown strategy, permanent cuts, union casualties, and the reconfiguration of federal power. Democrat shutdown. AMG-news.com, American Media Group. Fry. The 26th of September 2025. Official death penalty. Fully enforced in Washington, D.C., Trump signs executive order bringing back capital punishment for murder in D.C. video. AMG-news.com. American Media Group. Fry. The 26th of September 2025. Declassified intel. Operation Silent Reset, the $500 trillion Tier 1 financial blueprint, aimed at dismantling the U.S. dollar and realigning global power as the cartel plots its largest coup in modern history. AMG-news.com.
Scam. I mean, we got people that's getting ready to retire that's going to try to live off $2,000 to $3,000. Impossible. It's impossible. Because what happens, it comes up here, we spend it. We're $35 trillion in debt. We don't have union money. We're dead broke. And then taxpayers have $2 trillion in credit card debt. We are in huge trouble. In this body, we had better start figuring that out, because we're going to have a run on this city here soon, and there's going to be about 150 million people coming up here saying, where's our damn money that we paid in? I could have put my Social Security money for 40 years in tax in the market and probably be worth $8 to $10 million today. But the federal government wasted it.
Gaza aid flotilla is moving forward, and Europe's navies are now caught in the storm. The global Sumud flotilla has officially left Greek waters, pushing east toward Gaza, despite repeated warnings from Israel. On board, climate activist Greta Thunberg declared she is not scared of Israel and vowed this mission will not turn back. Italy has confirmed it will send only one naval ship, not two. And importantly, it will not escort the flotilla, a softer stance than many expected. Meanwhile, Greece is guaranteeing safe passage inside its waters, stressing guessing that Greek citizens are also on board. But the biggest shift, Spain. Its prime minister announced a warship will join the flotilla for protection after recent drone attacks. He called it a strictly humanitarian mission. And Spain's foreign minister added, "This flotilla poses no threat to anyone, including Israel." So now, with Italy stepping back, Spain stepping up, and Israel vowing to stop the mission, the Mediterranean is suddenly the stage for a dangerous test of will.